Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the second part of the show here. Before I take this caller here, I wanted to recap on this. From New York Mag, there was the article there about how the government is now citing another terror group that might be rising up in Iraq. And, of course, from this comes the Trump, where Trump says U.S. may get another chance to seize Iraq's oil. In the Boston Globe, there's another one, that Trump Iraq's oil should have been kept. And again, the Independent over there in UK says America's Donald Trump's threats to seize oil reserves. And it says, and they've got this title with CIA too, which is interesting. And of course, with the petroleum over there. And this is how it works, is the only way to back up this failing U.S. dollar system here is to seize all the oil to make sure that it's sold only in the dollar. And that's why all these conflagrations, I guess the military term for it, is in all these oil-rich areas, even Yemen, as well as the coffee that's in Yemen. They sell a coffee again for $25 a cup or something like that down in San Francisco there, although why anyone would drink coffee with a bunch of crap around there. That one of the worst, dirtiest cities in the world. Anyway, good evening, Jim, over in New York. I hope you're having a good evening there.
Yes, sir. I'd like to chime in tonight about I have a unique experience with when it comes to Donald Trump. I'm not trying to psychologize Donald Trump or whatever, but when he was a young kid, he went to a school called New York Military Academy in Cornwall, New York, which is approximately 50 miles from West Point. He was a troubled child, and what it was in the military academy, you sent your kid there because he was troubled.
Right, right.
So his love and reverence for the military came from there.
Yeah, I would not doubt that.
He came out of first lieutenant, and you know as well as I do, in Vietnam, first lieutenants were being fragged left and right. You know, my father was a sergeant major in 1964. And, you know, they were trying to recruit sergeant majors left and right. My father said, screw this, I'm not going to have anything to do with this. You know? But, again, not to psychologize him. He has a love and a reverence for the military. Again, but he's never served in the capacity of saying,
where you see the death and stuff. That's yeah, you don't see the death and stuff when you're sitting at home.
Correct. And I met him personally. And I have to be honest with you, I never met the guy. The guy is just like the most humble person you ever want to meet in your life. Do I think, his love, for the veterans and all that, maybe a guilty conscience, whatever, I don't know. You know what I mean? You can psychologize, as the day is long. Do I think he reveres Putin? I know for a fact when he was in the academy, there was a guy called Colonel Tobias. Colonel Tobias was the father of all the kids that were there. You know what I mean? So, again, I'm not going there, but, I do not think the man is disingenuous.
No, I really don't. You know, I'm on the same threshold, I guess you call it. I actually do think that Trump loves his country and everything like that, as well as many Americans do. The problem is, though, is he's being fought by a deep state, except the point is, if it isn't collusion with Russia, there must be something really bad on him, because to sit there and bend over and do all this stuff against the Palestinians, launch all these missiles against Syria, I mean, the list goes on and on, where he is president. Even right now, they're talking about pulling out of Afghanistan. So what happens the next day? Three NATO soldiers from the Czech Republic get murdered over there. And, of course, these are all premises to say, well, it's still deadly over there, so we have to keep our troops there. Do you see how this premise goes?
Yes, I understand that, sir. But my argument is very simple. He was never subject to that level of diplomatic, the proper word, you know what I mean? He's never been exposed to it. This is,
right.
I have to be honest with you. The poor guy sitting in the office there by himself going, okay, when I was a kid, I loved my country. I could have been a first lieutenant. I could have went to Vietnam. I bailed out. I knew what the hell was going to go down. You know what I mean? He's not, thank God he didn't go into Vietnam War, because he would have been a dead man. He would have been fragged. I'm sorry. No,
that's a good assessment there. It's like when I talk to the veterans and stuff here on my show, or even in real life on the radio and stuff, when I ask them after all their fighting for this country that they allegedly done either in Vietnam, Korea, or whatever like that, is this the country today that you thought you were fighting for? And they all say no.
Yes, but my father fought in World War II. I was a sergeant major, and I hate to say it, he would say yes. Do I think, Donald Trump is inspiring veterans? Yes, I do. I think he's, in this, whether you want to call it shallow, superficial way, whatever, he is, And that comes from his experience as a child. He was a child.
Jim Anderson, wait a second. On Twitter here this morning here, I was reading about Marines against Trump. And there was quite a few posts there about how upset these Marines are getting, that Trump is putting them in hard in bad ways by allowing this ratcheting up of whether it's Russia or what Israel's doing. And, of course, remember the article here from Zero Hedge not too long ago where it was highlighted that the U.S. general had said American troops should prepare to basically fight and die for Israel. And it's this constant stuff where even the soldiers today are seeing what's going on, and they're realizing that. And this goes right back to the George Bush administration, to where they controlled all the votes into the veterans that were being deployed. And they forged their basic addresses to all these military bases by just putting down, 126957 Main Street, such and such. And then it says, do not forward. And it was addressed to all the soldiers. And, of course, this is for their absentee ballots. And it came back as undeliverable, and of course their accounting department for the voting saw that all these addresses were the same, and so they discredited all these voters, which were active serving veterans. So they didn't have a voice in the damn war that they were fighting, which was illegal.
Yes, and I think the vote portion he does not have the Bush pedigree. He doesn't have the Obama pedigree. He doesn't have the Clinton pedigree.
Yeah.
This man is really, hand to God, this man is an outsider.
Yeah.
And, I met him personally. The man is, it's quite earnest. Blew my friggin' mind that he actually won. I swear to God, But
but you remember, he won because
I think you're mistaking him for being a pedigree. He's related to the Rothschilds and all this.
Right. The point is Trump won because no one wanted Hillary.
Correct.
And And of course, he was, and he was the rising demagogue, like I've mentioned before, this Father Coughlin that talked about the Great Depression, what was going on in the country. And once he associated the banking with corporations, he was instantly labeled anti-Semitic. Everything Trump's doing is exactly opposite. But the point is, though, is everyone still thinks that the country is better off with Trump in there than it would have been with Hillary in there.
Okay, lesser of two evils, what you get is evil. You know what I mean?
Evil, yeah.
When you choose from the lesser of two evils, you get evil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But again, the ultimate point I'm trying to get across tonight is that the man is truly sincere. Having the opportunity to meet him personally, the man really is, you know, dedicated. And I think he's getting a, you know, unnecessary hit on the military aspect of it. But again, the poor guy was, you know, he was a first lieutenant. He literally could have walked out of the New York State military, not at West Point. But he could have walked into West Point. He really could, you know, because his family was that connected. And he elected not to. You know what I mean? And again, I can, the other thing I could say to that is that, you know, again, my father was a sergeant major, 1964. They were pulling up all sergeant majors, all of them, and saying, my father said, no, I'm retiring. I'm out of here. It was just a big, big fraud. The whole Vietnam thing was just, you know, my father was very wise because he served in World War II, Battle of the Bulge. You know, I can go on and on and on. I'm very proud of him.
Speaking of that,
you know,
Jim. Wait a second, Jim.
You're
speaking of that, it reminds me of something. You know, in the earlier, the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s, everyone came out of that post-World War II, even like JFK from a PT-109 boat operator. These guys had military experience and stuff, and they were more cautious about things that they were doing, just like how JFK didn't want to go into the Bay of Pigs and all stuff like that, you know, realizing the quagmire
right.
would cause everything. But today,
it was exposed.
All these politicians today, whether it's Bush and all these other guys, they haven't served in the military, and so it's easy to send someone else's kid and not your own. And that's the same thing with Congress nowadays. It's easy to authorize hundreds of millions of dollars to arm and train these Syrian rebels, which turns out to be ISIS or white helmets, which is all the same thing, you know, who then they put American troops on the ground who get killed. And we're supposed to feel sorry for the troops when we should actually be pointing our fingers back at Congress for even allowing this in the first place because it had nothing to do with the United States in the first place.
Yeah, but my argument is this. The man could have went. He had the opportunity to go.
Right.
He didn't. You know what I mean? Whether you could see that as a moral quandary, whatever. The man, you know, I hate to say it, was smart. He was smart. You know,
I wouldn't go to war either.
You know,
like, I'm almost 60 years old here, and I've never killed anyone. I'm kind of happy about it. And I've never even attacked anyone under a false premise. And that, you know, it's one thing to defend yourself, you know, in a realistic mode like that, but these fake wars and these fake lies that started, that's what really gets me, you know.
Right. Well, but it goes down to the question of, you know, in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. That was not part of the Bible. What the Bible said was, or the Ten Commandments, was thou shalt not murder.
Right.
Huge difference between murdering someone and killing someone. If you're
in
combat and you kill someone, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, so we get into all this semantical stuff all day long, but, you know, it's just...
Jim, let me explain something to you. When the media uses this hype about, say, ISIS or Al-Qaeda or something like that, and they show a bunch of black-robed idiots there firing their AK-47s up in the air. You, with any military experience, would know that an AK-47 has a ballistics of 300 yards plus or minus a few, right? They are no threat to America. So they send American boys thousands and thousands of miles away to go over there to fight these alleged rebels, which they all find have been supported by the United States in the first place, you know. And I have that on another story coming up here. But again, they were no threat to the United States. Same thing as Vietnam and stuff. This so-called wiping out communism, the Red Scare and stuff. These are the United States' biggest trading partners nowadays, whether it's communist Vietnam, communist China. You know, so apparently their so-called commie thing, you know, it's okay to trade with them, but we have to go to war with you next.
Yeah, but here's the irony of it all is that, you know, we were in Vietnam, and then all of a sudden all the Vietnam immigrants come into Canada and the United States. Isn't that insult? Isn't that, you know, insult to injury?
Well, it's like Bush. You know, it's remember Bush talking about the evil Muslims? They always talk about those evil Muslims, and we have to fight them over there not to fight them over here. Yeah. And then the U.S. imports all these so-called evil Muslims right back over here.
Yeah,
but there's more to that story, though, Jim. I was going to dedicate next week's show to it, but I know where all these immigrants are coming from and who's doing it, and I've drawn the dots. I've got all the paperwork for it, everything like that. I can show you and assure you who's doing this and why, and it's for an agenda.
Oh, absolutely. I'm totally plugged in on that. I spent 2 years in Cairo, Egypt. And I have to be honest with you, some of the most beautiful people I ever met in my life
right.
were in Egypt. You know what I mean? These are wonderful, you know, wonderful people. It's the religion's like the Nile. You know, it's just part of their culture. You know, when the democracy, it's like they take your democracy and shove it. You know? They just want to be left alone.
Yeah, well, remember when the U.S. invaded Iraq, I remember in 2004, they shut down Iraq's so-called petrochemical thing under the auspices that all these stuff could be made into types of bombs and stuff. But ineffectively, what they were doing is they were controlling the entire farming throughout the entire Mesopotamia area to make sure that Monsanto got their seeds and stuff in there, along with their pesticides and everything, and that the Iraqis could produce nothing, you know.
And, you know, what's so sad is that they cut down olive trees that were, like, 100, 200 years old.
Yeah, they take. It takes 10 years to get a new one to even start producing.
Yeah. But long story short, what I want to say is very simply, psychologically, or, you know, I hate playing a psychological game, but I bet the man, he's true. He has, he's at his core, a very honest man. You know what I mean? You know, I just want to express that. And if
no, you're right, you know, Jim. But
you think he's you know, with the Talmudic Jew this, Jew that. You know, he's not.
Well,
he's not.
All I can say is you know, I don't care about his son or son-in-law Kushner or stuff like that. All I can say is when you look at Trump prior to the election or like that, all of his tweets, and I followed him on Twitter there. It looks like at some point that someone got to him. And I can only say that if you watch the video on Hillary Clinton where on YouTube where it talks about how she gets her marching orders from the CFR. It was right in 2016 that Trump had – right towards the latter part of 2016 that Trump met with the CFR. And then suddenly his tweets changed.
Yes.
So,
you know, do I believe he may have been jaded, or you know, but I think, you know, bottom line, heart wise, the man is. I'm surprised he got this far. I have to be honest with you, sir.
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy puts his – yeah, you're right, though, Jim. He puts himself in jeopardy every single day running the country here, and he's one of the most hated politicians out there. And, yeah, I mean, it makes you wonder, you know, why a guy would do this. And then, of course, you hear rumors that he's not going to run in 2020. But then, of course, then you hear that he is. But, you know, it's no one could ever bet on anything in this country here because events change so fast it's pathetic.
No, but I think it's just divine providence that, you know, he came out of the military academy, again, when he was a kid.
Right.
And you were set up for a first lieutenant when, you know, he was like 18 years old, 19 years old. You know, he was ready to rock and roll, ready to go in. You know, I mean, just like West
Good.
Point. You know.
Yeah. All right, Jim. Sounds good. I got a break coming up here, but hey, thanks for calling in, okay?
Yes, sir. Pleasure talking to you.
All right. Yeah, no problem. My best to you there. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443 with more news here and some other weird stories. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here. It's cooling off to 80.6 degrees right now as the evening settles in here in Montana. You know, in line of this Trump, he makes some of the... Actually, let me put it this way. I think different people are running his Twitter account. That's the only way I can say it there, because as Jim in New York was mentioning there, that Trump seems like he's a nice guy, and then you get these really dogmatic-type tweets and stuff, like these threats to Iran and stuff, all out in bold caps that you'll suffer the wrath that has never been unleashed. Anyway, but when you think about Trump as the American, where he gets out there and he says that, we don't worship government, we worship God. And then, of course, there's a ladder. Is this God, the gold, oil, and drugs? Because the U.S. should not be in any of these countries here. Again, I highlighted here at the beginning of the show here all the problems wrong with this country. Just like Mike Pompeo talking about China and Iran and their so-called human rights, and the State Department wants to hear from all the Chinese and all the Iranians that don't like their government and the oppression they've gone through. Apparently, Pompeo has forgot about Gitmo, all these U.S. black prisons, as well as the suffering. On Twitter this morning, there was some gal that was tweeting there about her father, and it showed a picture of him laying on a Veterans Administration floor for over 8 hours because they couldn't get to her father that was suffering some kind of an illness like that. And, I mean, it's there's a constant, either you got a Trump here or a Trump there, which Trump where, you know. It just, the tweets don't line up to what you see of him like when he was pre-election. It just, it doesn't seem like Trump is doing his own Twitter account. Anyway, China has now, as I mentioned, vowed to safeguard Iranian's nuclear deal. So not only is China going to be buying Iran's oil, but they're going to safeguard that nuclear deal, which means, of course, that they'll veto any U.S. resolutions on there. I'm sure Nikki Haley will have a stroke, which wouldn't be bad, really. Anyway, so Russia, just after granting access to China, now is granting over to Kazakhstan. I get so tired of these Indian/type words over there. But anyway, access to Russia's military satellite signals. If people can't see it, the world is actually picking partners for the big one, if you know what I mean. And you really have to see this, because China again now has, in retaliation to the U.S. trade wars, China is going to put another $60 billion on U.S. goods. Well, if these trade wars keep going on, which is only going to drive inflation and stuff up here in the United States, it means that those people on low incomes and stuff won't have access to their food. It's so high as it is now. Like me, I live off $109 a month on food. You usually buy a couple roasts, cook it off, and then freeze a bunch of slices like that, thawed out, and then that's what your meal is. Every once in a while you get a sale on something like that, but anyway. Imagine that, though. You can't even store these fresh vegetables and stuff because they cost so much. And Granny out here from Twitter there, we were sending different stuff back and forth there, and I believe I sent her the photo of avocados with $3.98 a piece. And, of course, all these on the bottom of the tray say, you know, product of Mexico and stuff. But, this is what's going to happen, is that Americans are going to really start starving. They're already starting to get hit at the gas pumps. Like I say, it used to take just, I don't know, $20-some-odd to fill my truck. Now it takes $50. And, of course, they don't think about that because it's profit for the oil companies. But anyway, as I mentioned earlier, this Druze incident over there has incited the Jews to riot over there. Not riot, but actually protest in mass against this statehood of the Jewish state, and only a Jewish state over there in Israel. And again, I don't know how Trump or anyone else could be behind this. It's genocide. When you watch settlers running over Palestinian women and children, how anyone with a moral mind could sit there and condone that and say, well, God said they could do it. You know. Anyway, we'll be right back. Bottom of the hour here. 1-800-313-9443. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say.
You need to say.
There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
All right, welcome back, everyone. 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. For a little bit of humor, Cynthia McKinney was supposed to be my guest today, and I know she's been really fighting time and stuff like that, but I thought we had it confirmed here, but we'll work that out here. But in lieu of that, do you know who replaced Cynthia McKinney? Ken, would you roll that, please?
I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
The whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
I had to throw that. That guy is such an idiot. Hank Johnson. That's who replaced Cynthia. The anti-war thing was this whack job there that I swear he's got an IQ lower than that of a dry brick. But anyway, that was my surprise there for the show here, but Cynthia didn't call in. But anyway, over in UK now, this is from the news over there. There are talks about the United States bearing full responsibility and the UK for these deadly airstrikes over in Yemen, and as health ministry says. And of course, they know that because the United States is refueling all these airplanes. UK is selling the arms, and also back. You know, I mean, it's not selling arms to Yemen, but they're selling them to those bastardized Saudis, those Wahhabists, you know. But this is absolute carnage. And again, what are they going to do with all these millions of Palestinians? What's going to happen when you look at the millions fleeing from over there in Miramar, which Israelis are selling the arms to? Noam Chomsky and I talked about the genocides of Guatemala and Rwanda, in which Israel sold all the arms to. And a lot of these things, if you do the research on them, you'll see that there's a U.S. arms embargo into some of these areas, and Israel bypasses the U.S. arms embargo, and they sell the weapons there. And, of course, this is all from the U.S. supporting Israel. Israel can never be wrong. In lieu of that, Turkey has spoke up on this. He said, "We have had patience until yesterday. Erdogan orders U.S. assets froze amid this Pastor Brunson's row." Remember, Turkey's mad because the U.S. is harboring that known terrorist here in the United States. James Corbett and those guys talk about this extensively. About he's the one that has these 22 terrorist camps inside the United States. And again, why does the United States have these terrorist camps inside of them? It's because they're the ones that are sponsoring all these jihadists around the world, the new forms of ISIS, or they could be the ones down in Venezuela, who knows, like that are training these militants to then be flown elsewhere. And then you read in the papers about the UK is not going to prosecute anyone for returning with their work with these jihadists, known ISIS, Al-Qaeda members. They're going to assimilate these right back into their civilian population over there. What are they setting up for? The next false flag that's coming there? And we got a caller online here, Mark in Philadelphia. Good evening, Mark. I hope you're having a good evening over there and the family as well.
Yeah, everything's going good. I just wanted to bring to your attention... I'm pretty impressed with Chuck Baldwin and what he has to say about things and trying to set the churches right on, you know, how to see the truth about what's really going on, who's running things.
Right.
This whole war thing, because it's what you're talking about here. You know, Smedley Butler said war is a racket. Mm-hmm. So it's all about business, making money, right? And
yeah. And no one cares about the deaths.
Yeah, and at the lower levels, it's about money. At the higher levels, I think it's about control and power and all that. You know, moving things around on a chessboard. But there's this one of Chuck Baldwin's latest emails or articles. I get his emails. So it's chuckbaldwinlive.com.
Okay.
Our government is awash with foreign citizens. What he talks about is... First of all, your biblical reference, Matthew 6:24, that no man can serve two masters.
Mm-hmm.
So, now get this, and I did not know this. dual citizenship is legal, but our fearless leaders, they don't have to declare it. The judges, the representatives, the senators, they don't have to declare that they're a dual citizen. And the primary country that brings to our attention is, of course, one country, which is Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, most of them, it says here, yet there are probably hundreds of foreign citizens serving in our federal government, and you will be shocked to learn that almost all of them, if not all of them, are citizens of one foreign country. Take a wild guess which country that is. You're right, Israel. So, so these policies that we have are steering everything for us to go to war with eternal conflict because it's a big money-making operations.
Well,
so, go ahead.
I was going to add, Mark. Right now, if you go to Haaretz News or the Jewish Today one or Israel Today, you'll see the stories in there about how Israel admits to arming the neo-Nazis over there in the Ukraine. They absolutely admit that. Germany admits to treating the neo-Nazis in their hospitals. And then this is all to cause, and this is quote-unquote from their own papers, the fact of the rise of anti-Semitism, in which then again the Jews then call for all Russian Jews to move to Israel. It's the same thing in the Middle East, where they're pushing, driving all these immigrants, war refugees, out. And, of course, then your rabbis across Europe are screaming, Europe is too dangerous for the Jews. They must move to Israel. And then if you look, you can see where Netanyahu and those guys are talking about the imminent return of their Messiah. And they're trying to draw all the Jews to Israel because they believe in this so-called, you know, and, well, since you mentioned the Bible earlier, remember what Luke 21, 20 through 24 says, is that when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is near. And it goes on about that, you know. But the point is they actually believe in this so-called rapture thing, this war against the Jews. They're going to somehow benefit from this. And yet, remember, Christ said that his kingdom's no part of this world. Also, the fact that the new Jerusalem was from heaven, not from earth. It was incorruptible by man, you know. But man, if you go right back to the Book of Kings there, man did not want to walk by faith. He had to walk by sight. And so they demanded that God allow them to appoint kings over themselves. And that's where we got into all these images. And right now you can see how bad Rome is burning by when you look at Twitter, and they're lining up Twitter with all these great chefs, these great basketball and sports. That's the only thing they have to capitalize on, because there's nothing left in this country anymore. There's no pride culture. All they can do is look at what we used to have. And then they're going around destroying all of our statues, any religious artifacts. Israel's destroying churches. ISIS is destroying churches. This is part of the plan here, is to destroy anything related to God. That's why you have the Pennsylvania course on the queering of God. They're trying to distort any values that people had.
They're trying to destroy distinctions.
Right.
Good distinctions of and clarity of who we are as a people.
Right, and your TV commercials, they don't show a white or a pure black family or anything like that. They're all mixed or intermixed families. The kid is Chinese, the mother is, you know, always, Ken says, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. I don't, okay. You know, it's like, when Ken jumped in there, it's like, don't people realize the social programming that's on that they see on TV? And I just catch it. I don't watch TV that much, but, you know, like I watch like Perry Mason. And during the commercial, I look at the – like, what the heck? You know, I see it right off the bat because I'm not used to seeing that stuff, so I can pick it right out, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's a reference for you. Michael Chertoff, he is listed here as a dual citizen, an Israeli citizen. He was – the second United States Secretary of Homeland Security, serving under G.W. Bush and Barack Obama. He was co-author of the USA Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
He was also federal judge of the United States Court of Appeals.
That was all designed before 9/11, remember.
Right, right, exactly.
This was all put in place.
Chertoff's father was a rabbi. He was a Talmud scholar and a former leader of the Congregation B'nai Israel in Elizabeth, New Jersey. His mother was, get this, his mother was Livia Chertoff, a Eason, an Israeli citizen who worked for the Mossad. Isn't that interesting? Now, at that same time, there was a guy named Dov Zakheim. And he was the comptroller in the comptroller of the Department of Defense. That's the comptroller is the one that controls the money. And he was a rabbi. Dov Zakheim was a rabbi. And he was the comptroller. And remember the day before 9/11? Rumsfeld told us
that 2.3 million missing.
$2.3 trillion. Yeah. Who controls the money? The comptroller.
Right. Sure.
And Dov Zakheim's a dual Israeli citizen too. So,
It's deeper than that. It's like the Las Vegas shooting. Remember, they were talking about the Las Vegas shooting, and then suddenly they're going to start putting these scanning devices from the Chertoffs into all these casinos. It's a money business. Yeah.
It's a racket.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just crazy. How they're destroying our distinctions, and then the young kids growing up, they don't know that this isn't real. You know, we know that what's valuable and what isn't, and what's real and what's fantasy. These young kids don't know. They live in an artificial context.
Yeah, like down in Australia, they just did the first transgendered surgery on a 4-year-old, and I was sitting there telling my friends on Twitter that at 3 years old, I barely knew I had a pee-pee, you know, and they're doing their first trans, and I mean, these are things, and then you look at the suicide rates and stuff of the transgender, which is up over 40%, you know, and it's mental mind effing of people like that, you know.
Right. Here's another one for you. Philadelphia, University of Pennsylvania, that's an Ivy League school, costs a lot of money to go there. You walk through the grounds, you know, the university, and you look around, and nary do you see a white person. What you see are Chinese and Indians.
Yep.
Now, but that's a shocker to me, because let's see, we're always told that China was communist and they're poor, right? I mean, they all work at slave factories and stuff, right?
You're catching on.
But yet. Who's allowing them into our Ivy League schools? That's because we have dual citizens at high levels in our government, high levels in our institutions, our learning, our university system, our corporate system, and they're the ones that they're gatekeepers. And they're the ones that let certain people pass and keep others out, like white people out of the University of Pennsylvania, because those, you know, the poor Chinese and those poor Indians, they should have get a leg up over white people.
Tech support, I have nothing against Indians or anything like that, but when you call tech support, you can't even understand them, you know, when they talk to you.
It's social engineering for real. This isn't just by, they have more money or, no. We have enough people in America that could go to these Ivy League schools, you know, and I say they all need to go home. All these foreigners, I mean, most of them need to go home. I mean, really, most of them need to go home. Yeah. Go back to your own country, figure out your own thing. Anyway,
I got a break coming up here, Mark. But yeah, this is the same premise. Congress has allowed all these people these corporations to offshore their jobs to all that slave labor. The big corporations over there have sent their students over here to train, to learn and stuff, and then they go back home. It's a total destruction of this country. No one seems to catch on, and that's why you have Americans working at Burger King.
Exactly. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Yeah, right. My best to you there. Daniel, I'll pick up your call here after the break here, but I'll get another story in here if I can real fast. But anyway, remember the United States and our nation building. It is estimated now that over $250 billion worth of damage has been done to the Syrian infrastructure. And this, of course, is where the United States goes in and they take out, you know, ISIS and stuff. It's always where they target these oil and other municipalities and stuff like that. This is designed so these U.S. corporations will get these contracts and stuff to start rebuilding Syria. Well, of course, this has backfired on too, because China is now getting the contracts to do that. China also has troops on the ground now in Syria, helping Syria fight against the remnant of those in ISIS. And you can watch the Israeli news to where the Israeli generals are saying that ISIS is good for Israel. We don't want ISIS to lose in Syria. And it's like, it's basically the war is over, but they're not giving up. And that's why you're seeing these massive bombings and stuff. And it's the same over in Pakistan and Afghanistan now. Suddenly this rash new wave of all these bombings and stuff, killing 40-some-odd people at a time. It's like they don't care about the carnage, because all they care about is like the trillions of dollars in mineral wealth, the oil pipelines. I mean, and it's because who controls all this stuff? And you have to think, as an American, this is done in our names. And so when you see people like over in Iran screaming death to America, you can see why they do that and why, in our names, we aren't saying anything about it. Anyway, again, Daniel, we'll pick you up there in British Columbia there in just a second there. I don't know if Mike Zebra will have time to call in or not. But anyway, we'll be right back. Stay tuned, guys. It's on Talk Radio. On Double Talk.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. And sorry to put you on hold there, Daniel, but how's things up there in British Columbia?
Oh, not bad. You know, we've bowed to the Zog up here in Canada, just like you guys have.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
That's just the way it is. I wasn't going to phone in this week because I thought what I had to talk about was going to take too long, and I know you're at the end of the show. But somebody mentioned Dov Zakheim, and so I thought, you know, I'm going to call you back next week and talk about Dov Zakheim and a couple other characters.
How about the comb licker? Don't forget the comb licker.
Who's that?
Wolfowitz.
Oh, yeah, Wolfowitz. Yeah,
always
Richard Pearl. Richard Pearl, all these guys. That's why you guys are in these quagmires and you're going into more quagmires. Trump can't stop it. Trump doesn't even, if Trump knows about it, he would stop it. I think he's trying. Who knows?
Well, you know, he put a tweet out there. Wait a second there, Daniel. He put a tweet out there about this fake news like that. And all I tweeted back to Trump was, and actually he said something about this the next day, but he kind of paraphrased it. But I said the same people in this so-called fake news are the very ones sitting in his cabinet. They all control everything. They're all co-owners. So if it's fake news, remember who controls the media, how many Zionists he has sitting at his desk around his so-called situation room like that. He has to see this stuff to realize that he's getting lambasted from the same exact party, the same ones that are anti-Russian, you know, all these prior Soviets, the Google, all these guys. If you look up Google, who owns it, they're all prior Soviets, not Russians, the Christian Orthodox, you know, they're all Soviets.
No, the Bolshevik, you know, they never really died. They just ran out of money, I guess, so they came to loot America.
Well, remember when Putin came to power, when Putin came to power, remember he kicked all those oligarchs out. They settled in Ukraine, and that's why the United States wanted Ukraine, because of the massive amount of money there. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, took out the Rothschild Bank. Well, he installed someone else to run it. That's why he's public enemy number one.
Right.
Anyways, Dov Zakheim, I'll talk to you about him next week into more detail. But this guy runs a corporation called Systems Planning Corporation, SPC. They're the ones that oversaw the How to Make It Better Next Time report for the Boston bombing, if you can believe that. And everyone knows, anyone who's studied Boston bombing knows this thing was a hoax from the get-go.
Yeah.
Patsy's set up the whole thing. What people don't know, and they can Google this, is that an IDF doctor ran the triage unit at Beth Israel. Yeah. So, you know, these guys are in control. They're pulling these false flags. They're getting the Americans and Canadians and the rest of the world scared. At the same time, they're flooding Europe with refugees. Something's going to, you know, they're trying this greater Israel. They got to vacate Syria and get, get them all out of
Daniel,
there so they can move.
Daniel, that's why, like in Paris, you always see like a kosher deli was hit, a synagogue. Swastikas on, you know, this is all, you know, it's to all keep this stuff going to make Jews live in fear and move.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's it. Okay. So, I got one more break here and then I guess this is the end of the show here. So anyway, hey, thanks for calling in though. Okay.
Okay. Cheers.
All right. I had a couple of stories here. I will say this, the My Little Pony animator was sentenced for child porn, but anyway, up next is Doug with Blacklist News Radio. Sorry, I always screw that name up. Anyway, thanks, Kenneth, in the control room, those in the chat room, and those listeners out there, and we'll catch you next week. Have a good evening.
Turn it up the loudest it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it up the loudest it'll go.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN.